we should know that the first figure who translates some works of late Ayatollah Khomeini from Persian into English is Hamed Algar.
He reads Usul al-Aqa'id and tells Sayyid Mojtaba Mousavi Lahri that I have accepted this and I am taking pride of Shi'ism.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Assalamu alaikum to dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atal, the host of this program. The biography, the life, and the works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries is the main topic of the program. The Teacher, as usual, in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic Hausa of Qom, Shaykh Mahdavi and Shaykh Ziyaniya. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Mahdavi, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
So today we want to talk about an outstanding figure who was born in England, first converted from Christianity into Sunni Islam, and then from Sunni Islam to the Shia Islam. He is the professor of Islamic studies and the Persian language in Berkeley University in California, known as Hamed Algar. One of the main research interests of Hamed Algar is the Shiite history, especially in Iran, and he compiled his PhD dissertation regarding this topic, and we'll talk more about it. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information or background information about Hamed Algar. Who is he?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hamed Algar is a British-American professor, and right now you may say he is an emeritus of Persian studies at the Faculty of Near Eastern Studies, University of California. He was born in 1940 and still active in his field of study. He masters 10 languages, and this is a very surprising that most of these languages are focused on Islamic territory, Turkish, Arabic, Uzbek, and so on and so forth. Yes. And also mainly Persian.
Yes, Persian language. That's right.
Yes. He started his scholarly life in Cambridge. When he graduated from Cambridge, he came to Iran to complete his studies in the University of Tehran. But by the moment he arrives in Tehran, that is the time of demonstrations. Actually, this is known of 5th and 6th of June 1963, yes. Demonstration in Iran, yes. Which is known in our Iranian calendar as 15 of Khordad.
Khordad 15 is demonstration,
yes.
That's right.
Demonstrations. Yes. So because of the environment, actually the political environment of Iran, that people, due to the arresting of Imam Khomeini by Pahlavi, they had protested against the government. Yes. When he feels this unstable situation in Tehran, he leaves his study, and as he says, for 1 year he stays in Iran, but start moving around and visiting different cities to get to know about Iranian culture, Islamic culture. And this visit had a very big influence on him to change his life.
That's right.
And as you said, convert to Shia school of thought.
That's right.
As he says, in one of his trips at that time, he was not Muslim yet.
Yes.
He went to Mashhad.
And as we know, 1979 is the day that Islamic revolution of Iran took place, but the late Imam Khomeini started his movement, you know, so many years before that, in 1963. And Hamed Algar, you know, in some places says that the main reason for compiling such a thesis, dissertation, I mean, the role that the ulama had during the Qajar period, was the very character of the late Imam Khomeini, because he was following the news, what's happening in Iran. And I think that he traces back all these movements back to the Qajar period and how much the ulama had on that time. Let's talk a little bit about this aspect of the life of Hamed Algar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hamid Algar, you know, originally in his, you know, soul, he had some tendencies toward Islamic studies and toward, you know, we may say Middle Eastern studies. That's why he had, you know, his PhD regarding Islamic studies. And that's why he moved to Iran to study some of his PhD course in the University of Tehran. And as it is mentioned, he could not participate in the courses because there was some, you know, movements by university students. So he decided to have a tour in the cities of Iran, and then he went back to England. But, you know, because he had this tendency, he was, you know, sensitive, and he was caring about news from Iran and from Islamic countries. And because at the moment, the Islamic revolution was taking place, and it was on its stream. So the name of Imam Khomeini, late Imam Khomeini, was little by little getting, you know, familiar, and was, you know, used by media at that time. But we should know that the first figure who translates some works of late Ayatollah Khomeini from Persian into English is Hamid Algar.
Okay.
And he decides to work on the mindset of late Imam Khomeini. And from this moment on, he finds himself, maybe you would say, a devotee of Imam Khomeini. So in some of his words, let me read his words regarding the personality of Imam Khomeini. He says that Imam Khomeini personality is having a unique set of characteristics, spirituality and erudition, asceticism and self-discipline, and political genius and leadership, compassion for the poor and deprived, and a relentless hatred of oppression and imperialism.
That's right.
So he defines Imam Khomeini as this, you know, way, and that's why he is, you know, impressed by the personality of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh.
That's right. But Sheikh Mahdawi, what made him convert to the Shia Islam exactly?
As we know, Marhum Sayyid Mujtaba Lahri had a very good discussions with the great scholars and distinguished scientists all around the world. Among them, he starts to have a good discussion with Professor Hamid Algar, since he knew that he is a Muslim and he masters both Persian and English. So he offers that, if possible, I want you to translate one of my books regarding the I'tiqadat or Usulul Aqa'id. Since the book was a compilation of all principles of Aqa'id and beliefs, it was including 5 chapters talking about the Tawheed, the unity of Allah, and prophethood, Ma'ad, resurrection, and 2 more principles that we Shia do believe in them, as Imamat, which is Imamathood, and Adl, which is justice. Professor Algar, for the first time, he didn't accept. But when Allama Sayyid Mujtaba Lahri insist on this offer, he accepts and he translates the 3 first chapter of the book, but he does not translate the other 2 chapters. And he responds to Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lahri, since I do not believe in these 2 chapters, I'm not going to translate it. But again, Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lahri tells him, just read it without doing any translation.
Okay.
Read it once and leave it. He reads Usulul Aqa'id and then gets interested, since it was really captivating for him, as he says, and embrace Shiism as he is actually true religion, and tells Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lahri that I have accepted this and I am taking pride of this Shiism. And after 6 or 5 months, tells him, I don't matter if you want to tell others that Professor Hamid Algar has embraced Shiism.
Yes.
So this is a very nice story about the conversion and embracing Shiism as his religion. It shows, it comes through open-mindedness.
Okay.
So he just tried once. Yes. He read this story. I mean, he read those 2 chapters.
Yes.
And he got captivated by the content and accepted the Shiism as...
Also, he influenced other university professors and students in the U.S.
Yes, you know? After that, he wrote a lot of letters back to Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi El-Lahri, saying that every week there are a lot of students and scholars in the United States universities who are getting interested in Shia Islam, reading about it, and some of them embracing Shia Islam.
And how much the ulama, you know, and the teachers of Islam have role in preaching the true Shia Islam, and, you know, people like Hamid Algar are influenced by the, you know, mindset of Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi El-Lahri, the late Imam Khomeini, through translating the works of these outstanding scholars and then converting into the Shia Islam based upon tahqiq or the research. And this is really important about, you know, the people who want to convert into the Shia Islam. And this is a story about most of our Sunni brethren who converted into the Shia Islam. This tahqiqi method, this research-based, you know, methodology of conversion or reversion from Sunni Islam into the Shia Islam is mentioned here and there. He was really concerned also with the Persian language, you know, and what happened during the history about the Persian language. I think his familiarity with the Farsi Persian language also made him interested in Iran, and then the late Imam Khomeini and all the characters over here in Iran. He has been invited several times to Iran on different conferences. Also, he has translated so many works of the late Dr. Ali Shariati, you know, one of the most outstanding lecturers and university professors of Iran before the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Okay, anything missed?
We should note that he was a genius person that has, you know, a very good analysis regarding the Islamic society even before the Islamic Revolution of Iran. For example, it is quoted that there was a conference in 1970, 8 years before the Islamic Revolution of Iran, in California, in the United States. And Professor Hamid Algar also participated in that conference, and he gave his lecture regarding the role of ulama and scholars in the society of Iran. And the professors that they were participating at the conference, they didn't accept his words regarding the role of ulama in Muslim society of Iran. They said that, you know, the period of this mindset is past, and nowadays people of Iran, they are not listening to scholars anymore. But 8 years later, they all understood that Hamid Algar was, you know, analyzing the Iran's society correctly, and came to a result that they were all amazed by it. So he studied many books of Imam Khomeini, like Wilayat al-Faqih, Sharh Chihil Hadith, Misbah al-Hidayah, Asrar al-Salat, Sharh Du'a al-Sahar, and many more, and translated some of them into English.
That's all right. Still, Hamid Algar believes that most of the works of the late Imam Khomeini are not known to all. It needs, you know, explanations, you know, and commentary on that. And he is still active with his research regarding Islam, Shia studies, and Islamic beliefs.
And even he wrote a biography regarding the lifestyle of Imam Khomeini.
Imam Khomeini. That's all right.
In English.
In English, that's right. And his English is really perfect, too. I mean, his writing style is really perfect. Okay. Thank you much, Sheikh Ziania.
You're most welcome.
And Sheikh Mahtavi.
You're most welcome.
For your presence in the program, The Teacher, talking about Hamid Algar, one of the outstanding professors of Islamic studies and the Persian language in Berkeley, California University. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Yankalav Islam page. Also, a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged. ourselves, what will we say in front of it?